Right, it's that time of the week again to take a look at your fantasy football team. We are getting into game week 29 for this one. And as always, to help us with your fantasy team, we're joined by Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome.
Hello there.
Now, we are going to continue our alphabetical move through the Premier League. And despite earlier me thinking we must be at Tottenham, no, we've arrived at Swansea this time.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is good timing, actually, because Swansea have been... their fixtures are really good for the next six, really. They've only got one tough match, actually. So they got travel down to Bournemouth this weekend, and they got Middlesbrough away. They got Middlesbrough at home, Tottenham at home, so that's the tricky one. But then West Ham away, Watford away, and Stoke at home. It's a really good run of fixtures, and it's come at a good time. So Paul Clement has became manager in early part of this year, and he's done a really good job with them as well. So I had a look at the comparing their attacking threat, really, before he joined and after he joined. So before, they were averaging 1.1 goal a game, and he's up that to 1.6 goals a game, and we've seen that with the way that they have, for example, beating Liverpool away, which was a really good result for them. They're creating less chances, and their goal attempts are actually a bit down. But what's happened is he's focusing those goal attempts, and he's making sure those chances count as well. So as a result, their accuracy has shot up. So lots of goals from set pieces as well. So he's got an absolute gem in there with Gylfi Sigurdsson, an absolute set-piece specialist, and he's using him really well. And he's using the rest of the team around him to make sure that when they do get a chance and a shot at goal, it actually goes in. So in defence, Alfie Mawson is benefiting from that. So in defending-wise, they're actually still not keeping too many clean sheets. It doesn't matter with Alfie Mawson because he's being used as a bit of a blunt instrument at corners and free kicks. Get him in the box, annoy opposition defenders, and what's happened, he scored four in his last nine, which is really impressive for a centre-back. So he faces Bournemouth next, and they've conceded more headed goals than any other side. So could be a fifth goal there for Alfie Mawson. As I said, Sigurdsson, he's the main man. He's 7.7. He's delivered attacking returns in eight of his last nine starts. So basically, when they say free kick and Sigurdsson's going to take, or corner Sigurdsson's going to take, you know that there's a good chance there's going to be a goal coming from that. And then up front, there's Fernando Llorente. He's a bit like Mawson, really. He's being used at those set pieces as well, and he's got a bit of a headed goal attempt on him. So only Benteke has had more headed goal attempts than Llorente. He's recovering from a bit of a dead leg that he picked up at Hull, so keep an eye on the team news. If it looks like he's going to start, then he's still a great option there. So, yeah, Swansea, absolutely brilliant. They're a dream team for fantasy managers because they've got two or three absolutely sensational regular scoring players. So, yeah, definitely invest in Swansea if you haven't already.
I haven't. I suspect I might be doing in the next minute or two. I just wanted to ask as well, we've seen a managerial change through this week. Aitor Karanka leaving Middlesbrough. You mentioned that Swansea play Borough in not this game week, but the one after. Just quickly on Borough, I mean, from a fantasy football perspective, the writing's been on the wall as well as in the real world when it came to Karanka, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. What he's done is he's focused a bit on defence and he hasn't focused at all on attack, and so he's gone because they haven't scored many goals. They've scored 19, which is comfortably the lowest in the Premier League. I looked at all the other underlying stats as well, goal attempts, shots on target, chances. They're bottom for everything. They just cannot buy a goal, and so he's gone as a result. So pretty much at the moment, you've got players like Negredo and you've got some of their midfielders as well, and You really wouldn't want them at the moment. With him gone, I think it's a good chance to have a look and see if Negredo gets back in, becomes a regular starter, and we can see that. But give him a bit of time as well. So they've got Manchester United up next. So you probably don't want a Middlesbrough player for that. So it's a good chance to have a look at them and have a look and see if they're actually going to get some shots on goal for once.
Somebody who's good with his shots on goals but now injured is Harry Kane. He'll be somebody who's in a lot of players' teams. What about potential replacements for him?
Well, the two key players that everyone is drafting in this week. So if you haven't got Lukaku, you're going to get him in, basically. He's the most informed striker at the moment, apart from Kane. And all you can see in the transfer market, Kane is plummeting. And up goes Lukaku's ownership. Costa as well. I mean, Costa's less explosive than Lukaku. He's a kind of steady Eddie scorer, really. He's going to get a goal and then maybe a couple of bonus but he very rarely gets a double-digit Fantasy Premier League score, like 2 goals, for example. So he's not really... they're both really good options. They're both obvious options as well. But I think people are taking the opportunity to have a look at some other players as well. And there's some other kind of very low-owned players that I think might be overlooked but should be considered. So one is Troy Deeney. You probably can't get more unfashionable a pick than Troy Deeney of Watford. But he's been dipping under the radar. He's actually scored 5 in his last 6. Not a lot of people have noticed that. He's only got 6.2% ownership. So he could be a good bet to get in. Jamie Vardy as well. So since Ranieri's left, basically all of the attacking stats and defensive stats of the Leicester players have completely rocketed. So he's got 2 goals and assists in the league since Ranieri left. He's up against West Ham next. They've conceded 13 in the last 6. But also, it's giving us a chance. So with Kane out as well, people are starting to look a little bit more at other Spurs players as well. So if you've got 2 free transfers or you don't mind spending a hit, basically all the focus of Spurs attack now is moved into midfield. So you've got Dele Alli, as he's got the attacking goal threat. Christian Eriksen, he's the guy who's going to be assisting. So these are both great options. And of course, there's Son as well. So he scored a hat-trick against Millwall in the FA Cup. He's only 6.8. And also, the last time Kane was out, this was between game week 6 and 10, when he had a very similar injury. The best performer then, well, that was Son. He got 2 goals and an assist over that period. So all of them are really great options. And so Kane's injury has prompted people to rethink their strikers, but also having a look at their Spurs coverage and thinking, have I got one of those 3 midfielders I mentioned? And perhaps we should be thinking about getting them in. They're all good, really. They're all good options, by the way.
And as a general look at elsewhere on the pitch, any players you would say this week really you need to have in your team?
Well, I've already mentioned him, Lukaku. He's at home. He always delivers at home. I mean, we've mentioned him every week, and every week he's rewarded us. So I've saved my blushes each week because he's actually delivered. And he's up against Hull at home, so that looks like a great fixture. He's got the form. Yes, there's some potential wranglings around his contract going on at the moment, but these have been going on for a few weeks now, and he doesn't seem to have done him much harm. Also, if he does want to go, well, he needs to be in the shop window, so he needs to keep scoring. So I think whatever the way, I think Lukaku's a great option. But those Spurs boys as well, so they've got Southampton visiting. I think one of them is good.
If you want to get some more tips for your fantasy football team, if you're on Twitter, give these guys a follow at FFScout or head to the website fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. But for this week, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.